Chris, they said last week was a big step for England. How big was that step today?
Oh, massive. I mean, coming here, it's about backing it up, and that was a challenge we'd spoken about all week. It's what good sides do. They go on the road and back up wins after win. I mean, either win probably wasn't particularly pretty or free-flowing rugby, but we got what we needed to out of it. I mean, there's definitely things to work on next week and the weekend off. But no, we're very happy with where we are.
To start with, you had an escort from a snowplough to get into the stadium. What did you think when you walked out there?
Yeah, I mean, when we kind of came down here, we thought the snow would probably be off the pitch. But it was one of the ones, it didn't really affect the play. I mean, the ball was a bit greasy, but it's just like playing in the rain.
To concede those two tries just before the break, inadvertent mistakes as they were, what did difference did that make to the psyche, to the psychology of your team talk at half-time?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those ones where we thought in the first half we had the majority of possession, we were in their half, or I'd say most of that half. And, you know, two breakaway tries, I mean, especially the first, we said, let's get down there, let's keep them there till half-time, and then for them to get another easy try. I mean, unfortunately, it happens, and I think fair play to all the guys. We reacted well. We kept our composure. It would have been easy for us to start chasing the game and open up, but you know, everyone really dug in today, and I think the subs were superb when they came on as well.
In terms of the evolution of your side, how important is that? Was that final 40 minutes?
Definitely. I mean, it was a step up. I mean, we always knew how tough it was going to be here, but I think, yeah, those two tries just before the half, I mean, that's a critical part of the game. So to go down, go in at half-time, kind of a couple of points down, was quite hard to take. But like I said, I mean, we had a couple of words, a couple of people spoke, and we went out there, kept our composure and got straight back into the game and kept the ball for large numbers of the game.
The Italians did have opportunities. They didn't take them. Owen Farrell certainly took all of his.
Oh, he's a great player to have. He's got a nerve of steel, and when you're throwing the ball, more often than not, it's going through the post. He's been absolutely superb in his first two games, and not just his kicking, but his general play around the pitch. And as a leader, he's one of these guys you look to, and I think he's definitely a player for the future.
So as we head into a fallow week, how do you assess your first fortnight in charge of this England team?
Oh, very proud, to be honest. I mean, two wins on the road is absolutely fantastic. And if someone had said to us kind of a month ago, you can have that and not play at your best, then you'd probably take it, wouldn't you? We know, we're not naive. We know we've got things to work on and things which went well, which we can keep backing up. But we'll enjoy tonight for what it is. And go and train hard next week, and hopefully come Wales, we'll be a better side.
And return to HQ with 100% record.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, especially being on the road, it's always tough, isn't it? But to go back to Twickenham, we've had some fantastic followers and fans over here, both here and Murrayfield, who have been superb at kind of singing swing low and keeping us going in those hard times. But no, it'd be tremendous to get back to HQ and run out in front of hopefully a sellout crowd.